Okay. Yeah, so where are we holding? So we had the Gemara Baya, Maska Bais L'Chaveri, and we lived like, we saw the Tzadei Abaya, we say the Maska Asi Baidik Chamiri Dei, or the Seich Asi Baidik Yisur B'Shus HaKoy. Last time we talked about the Gemara wants to be patient from Mezuzah. Was that a Pshitas from within the study of Safik, or was that a Pshitas from outside the study of Safik, from left field? So that was easier way to learn the Rashi, though, was mashma that way. But it's hard to be mechriya. So anyways, tomorrow was like, no, this is a chayv esadar hochamai. So we have here now Rashi. Let's take a look again at the Rashi. Dr. Rashi, chayv esadar, l'fi shihi mishamosik, so beis chriyos, and nichmas v'yaitzibon. Right, the mezuzah, the kinyonim, I don't know if we're going to go into it or not, but anyway, Rashi continues, aval hocha, b'dikas chomas d'rabonim. So it's Mu'ud Rashi that in this case over here of Master, the case that we're talking about, there's no Bali Roba Bayamotse because he was already Mavato. But if not for the bittul, then there would be over here by somebody would be over by your own by yamatzi. The mashal, not like the Ran or a bit of David, who say that nobody over here is over by your own by yamatzi. Zelafi sheina shaloi, zelafi sheina b'shusoi. Rashi clearly holds that someone, we don't know for sure who. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly who, but somebody over here is over by your own by yamatzi. So the mashal learns in Rashi that he means the masker. The masker is the one who's chamira didei, and the masker is over and bali roa and bali motzi. Taisus harosh and taisus ben aperitz. It's mufurish that way, that the masker is the one who's over and bali roa and bali motzi. It's his chometz, and he's over. So the shaila is, first of all, if it's the masker who's over bali roa and bali motzi, so then what's exactly driving Rashi to learn that nobody here, that here we don't have bali roa, that this is a gemara where there was bittul and there's no bali roa and bali motzi there, Isa. Kilo is Mashin Rashi that if there would be Bali Roba Yamatsi Deraisa, if there had not been any Bittul and there would be Bali Roba Yamatsi, then there'd be no Mokaim for the Gemara Suffolk. So why would that be true? By Mezuzah, the Gemara initially, at least the way we learned last time, the Gemara thought that Mezuzah is a Chiyuv on the Maskir. Rapshute, before the Gemara knows Chayiv Sador, the pastor says mezuzah is a chiyuv on the masker, and yet the Gemara had a tzad, and yet the Gemara thought that ala soichel lived that ala soichel kvayim mezuzah. So I was doichel. It's not true. Mezuzah is a chiyuv hador. But kaponim, you see that initially, where the Gemara thought that there's a raya for mezuzah. The Gemara didn't know yet that mezuzah is a chiyuv hador. So before the Gemara knew that mezuzah is a chiyuv hador. So who did the Gemara think is chayiv midirayis in the midst of mezuzah? If it's not a chayiv sador, pastor said out of the masker, it's his house. And yet there was a tzad that the Gemara wanted to bring a raya. It says that the sechir is kaveh mezuzah. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from there even. So you see that there's a tzad that you could have a mitzvah like mezuzah that's a chayiv on the masker, where the Gemara initially thought, and yet since it's b'shus ha-secher, the bias is b'shus ha-secher. So it's ala seichel kvayim mezuzah. The Gemara lechatchila wanted to be patient. One of the tzaddik wanted to be patient to buy it that way to the tzad that ala seichel did. So with doiches tamuchoch, mezuzah taka different. It's a chayiv hador. It's a mitzvah in the seicher. But okay, so fine. So there, mezuzah chayiv hador. But by your by yomotzei, if it's on the masker, so it's like the Gemara's havamina by mezuzah. The Gemara that havamina thought mezuzah is a chayiv on the masker, and yet the seicher is the one who's kaveh the mezuzah. By Rabbi Motzei Ali, but the MS is like mezuzah nehavamina. It's on the masker, according to the mashal. So why does that preclude the study of Abaya? The Gemara reads very well. The Gemara that said, does the masker have to be baidik? It's by Rabbi Motzei. Does the seich have to be baidik? It's in his rishus. The Gemara but arrived from mezuzah. Mezuzah is a chiv on the masker, and yet the seich has to be baidik. The Gemara is doichim. Mezuzah is a chiv on the seich. So very well, we could lechora the Gemara reads very well without saying that here there was bittul and there's no bayi roa bayi motzei. So what's driving Rashi to learn that here, if there'll be by Rabbi Matzikil, the Gemara wouldn't make any sense.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Zaki just told me that he's still not in the meeting, and then Rabbi should learn.
Oh, Zaki's not in the meeting. What's going on over here? I said let everybody in. Maybe to everybody, only that's in the people. Oh, this is crazy. I see everybody has to be, when I let everybody in, it only allows me to let in people who are already in the waiting room. But every person who's not in the waiting room, at that time when I press the button, I have to do it again.
I mean, I think there's like a security on the bottom panel. There might be like a security button for Rabbi because he's the host, and you could make it that just always admit anyone who wants to join.
It's grayed out. I can't unenable the waiting room.
I think there was a security issue with Zoom last week, so they made it that you have to have a waiting room now. They sent out an email. Why you sent out an email last week on Friday?
Right. So I guess the thing to do is just going forward that everybody should be in the waiting room a little bit early.
I think also what Rebbe is able to do is to make someone else the co-host so that Rebbe doesn't have to be the one to allow people from the waiting room, but someone else can kind of be responsible for that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Under participant, Rebbe is able to appoint someone else the co-host.
Okay. Fine. So Zaki, I'm making you a co-host. Okay. Fine. I think everybody's here now. So anyway, the kids are, so I'm asking the following question. Rashi's at pains to say that over here there's no Bar Yorba Yimotzi, because there was Bittul Bar Yorba Yimotzi out of the picture. Smashman Rashi, that if there would be Bar Yorba Yimotzi, it would mess up the whole sugya. Because then we would know who's over Bar Yorba Yimotzi, and then there'd be nothing further to talk about. And the Mashal learns that the person who would be over by Rabbi Yimotzi is the masker. So my question is, why would that mess up the whole sugya? By mezuzah, the Gemara and the Havmina thought, I assume the Gemara and the Havmina thought, it's not a chayv sador, it's a chayv on the masker. And yet the Gemara had said that Allah sayach l'kvaya mezuzah. So you see, you can have a perfectly intelligible sugya that there's a chayv mezuzah on the masker, and yet there's a tzadar Allah sayach l'kvaya mezuzah. So why can't it be that this talk about Yorba Yimotzi, the Gemara knows that this Bar Yorba, maybe this Gemara is going with Bar Yorba Yimotzi, which is on the masker, and yet is it sad that Al-Aseichel lived there? So, the Mashal, L'chari Tzahara, could be that's why they're a Chelkim in the Mashal, because of this problem. But maybe this is a chizik to the Mahalach, the I don't remember if it was Plan A or Plan B last time, that when the Gemara wanted to be pushed for mezuzah, that was like from left field. That wasn't from within the Tzadei HaSafik. That was a brand new svara, that even though mezuzah is a chiv and the maskir, there's a new svara that the seicher is the man who's there and he's the one who takes care of it. So he becomes like the super for the maskir. And therefore, even though really it's a chiv and the maskir, but that's mitroya schiris, that the seicher has to take care of all of the maskirs in Yonim. So that's why the seicher has to be kaveh the mezuzah. That's the Gemara thought in the Havmina. And that was outside the Tzadei HaSafik. That was a new svara. That even if really Allah Maskir lived like, but it's Allah Maskir is to be kaveh the mezuzah also midiraisa, and yet the seich is the one who does it for the maskir. So is it svar min achutz, and that's svar min achutz to gemara is doicha. You don't see that by mezuzah. Mezuzah taka chayvas ador. So now it was pashat the Rashi that we're reverting to the original study of Sofik. We're not juggling now three stonim. We're reverting to the initial study of Sofik. And whom is the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv on the maskir? Is the chiyuv on the seich? So Rashi, within the study of Sofik, if one of them is over by Rabbi Motzi, Avad, he's the one who has to be Baidik. The Svarim in Achutz, that maybe the Seicher, he's the superintendent for the Maskir, that's a Svar that Gemara entertained when it had this for a minute. But we're finished with that, and now we're back to the study, to the original study of Baid. Oh, that's the Fidah Mashal. So the Fidah Mashal, I think, is a big Siyua to that understanding of the Gemara's what the Gemara wanted from mezuzah. The Ma'aser there Chelkim in the Mashal, the Magen Avraham. I don't remember now the Simon. The Magen Avraham learns up in Rashi that the Seicher is over by Rabbi Yimotzi. I think he read it in Rashi Mikoyach, something like this issue, that it's Mashman Rashi, that it's Mashman Rashi Kilu. Let's say even more positive. What's the Hemshech Rashi? The Gemara just got finished saying that by Mesusa it's a Chayvus Hador, it's on the Secher. Mesusa Chayvus Hador, it's on the Secher. So Rashi says, but over here, we still have a suffix because Bar Rabbi Matzah is only because there's no issue here about Bar Rabbi Matzah. So the Mashmois in Rashi, it's related to what I was saying a few minutes ago, but it's even more simple. The Mashmois in Rashi is that Rashi is bothered. Mezuzah is a Chayvus Hador. So if Mezuzah is a Chayvus Hador, and that's why it's on the Seicher, so Bar Rabbi Matzah, here this Bar Rabbi Matzah, so it should also be like Mezuzah. So Rashi says, no, it's not like Mezuzah. I can say this in two flavors. The simple fact in the Mogen Avraham, Avraham doesn't elaborate. Where did he see it in Rashi that it's on the Seicher? Maybe it's on the Maskir like the Mashal. So I think the simplest way to say it is he read it just in the words of Rashi. Because if you read the Hemshech of Rashi, Chayvus Hador, Lefishi Shamrosi, and so on, so that's why it's a Chiyuv on the Seicher. Aval Hocha B'dikas Chomis D'Rabbana. So the simple Hemshech of Rashi sounds like Rashi saying, here it's not like Mezuzah. Mezuzah is a Chayvus Hador. But over here, because Chomes is the Rabbanon, there's no Bayer Rabbi Yamatzi. So therefore, help me Bayer and Tayyat Salmi Mutl. So the simple Mashmois of Rashi is that if Mezuzah, if there was Bayer Rabbi Yamatzi, then it would be like Mezuzah. And Mezuzah is the Chan Seicher. So the simple, the klang, the ring, the way Rashi resonates, it sounds like that if there was Bayer Rabbi Yamatzi, then it would be Dunya de Mezuzah and it would be on the Seicher. So that's a simple reason why the Mogen Avraham, I think he's learning in Rashi that the Mashmos in Rashi is that the Bal Yorah is on the Secher.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Even though I'm close, I'm still not allowed to let people in. Don't have the option to. And I think Yossi Stardy is waiting.
He's still waiting. Okay. Is that showing it to me?
Me neither.
What's his, does he have a different English name?
No.
I don't see him in the waiting room. I don't see him either, anywhere.
Okay. I'll ask him.
But it's not letting you let people in. Okay, anyway, let me know if there's a problem. Anyway, that's the simple shot was driving the Mogen Avraham. And then it could be even deeper. I'll derech what I was saying before. This diuk in the Hemshech of Rashi, maybe it's not so muchuch. Maybe Rashi means, just like Mezuzah is a Chayvus Hador, and it's therefore definitely on the Seicher. So Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah is definitely on the Mask. Is Bal Yorah Bayim Matzah is on the Maskir, so the Chiyuv Dikur should definitely be on the Maskir. Like maybe that's not such a deacon Rashi, that it has to be the same. Just Rashi just reversing the polarity. The same way by Mezuzah, since it's a mitzvah on the Secher, so he's the one who has to be Kaveh the Mezuzah. So why don't we say that by Yimotze is on the Maskir, and therefore he's the one who has to be by the. So that's why the Mashal probably wasn't fazed by this deal. But maybe the one of Rome was bothered by the other thing that he learned that the Gemara is. Oh, here it says admit. Maybe the Mogen Avraham was bothered by what we were saying before. The Mogen Avraham learned like that. The Gemara learned like Plan A. The Mogen Avraham learned like Plan A. That when the Gemara brought the Raya from Mezuzah, it was within the Tzadi HaSafik. And the Gemara held that that's the start. That within the Tzadi HaSafik, you could say that yes, Mezuzah is a mitzvah on the Maskir, but since it's Beshus HaKoy of the Seicher, so the Seicher has to be Baidik. So you see, like, and therefore the Magen Avraham said, so you see, that's not impossible. The mitzvah could be on the maskir, and yet since it's b'shusay koy of the seicher has to be baidik, or has to be kaveh mezuzah. So what's bothering Rashi? So the Magen Avraham was bothered. So what does Rashi want with Bayer Rabbi Matzah? So very good, Bayer Rabbi Matzah is on the maskir. But since it's b'shusay koy of the seicher has to be baidik. So why did Rashi need to feel a need to get that Bayer Rabbi Matzah out of the picture? So says the Magen Avraham, it must be that no, if Bar Rabbi Matzah, if it's Bar Rabbi Matzah, then that's also on the Seicher. So then everything's on the Seicher. Bar Rabbi Matzah is on the Seicher, and if B'shusay Koy is on the Seicher, so then there's no mocking for a Sofer. It must be Bar Rabbi Matzah is on the Seicher and not on the. So therefore, that was what bothered Rashi, and therefore Rashi learned it must be the Hiroyev Bittel. Because without Bittel, everything would be on the Seicher. The Mitzvah would be on the Seicher, the Bar Rabbi Matzah would be on the Seicher, and the B'shusay Koy would be on the Seicher. So that would be impossible. So maybe that's a Stiyua that the Magen Avraham learned like the other plan, that the Gemara's Pshitus from Mezuzah was within the Tzadei HaSofer. Okay, nice. This is a little bit complicated, and it's not necessarily so central to what we need to talk about. L'maisa it's a Machlokes HaPoskim, the Mashal and the Magen Avraham. Who exactly is over here by Rabbi Matzah? When you have a masker in the Seicher, how to read the Rashi? We know it's Machlokes Yishayim. Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz say that it's the masker. The Ran and the Rabbeinu Tovid say that it's neither the masker nor the Seicher. The Mashal learns in Rashi that it's the masker, and the Magen Avraham learns in Rashi, certainly much more glatt in the Lashon of Rashi, that it's on the Seicher. So the Seicher is over here by Rabbi Matzah. Why is it on the Seicher? Why, according to the Magen Avraham, is Bar Rabbi Matzah on the Seicher? After all, the Chumash belongs to the Masker. So the Magen Avraham himself says, because when the Masker leaves the house, when the Masker leaves the house and rents it out, he's Mafkir his Chumash. And the Seicher is Zeicher in the Chumash with Kinyan Chatzah. So now it's the Seicher's Chumash. So he's over Bar Rabbi Matzah. So the Mekor Chayim, the Nesivis, he says, he doesn't understand, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chamir Didei on the Masker. That was the status of it. The tzad that the Masker, Al Masker lived like, is because Chamir Didei. And the Gemara, and the tzad that Al Seicher lived like, is not that it's not true, no, it's Chamir Didei. Like, that's not the Sofik. Who's Chamir Didei is it? It's Chamir Didei for sure of the Masker, but it's B'shus HaGoy of the Seicher. So it's very Shver Magen Avraham. But, so I don't know, what to do with Magen Avraham, I don't know. Look, Gufa Inyan, The Magen Avraham is pshat in Rashi. He's reading a Rashi that is the Seicher's over Bar Rabbi Matzah. We could be Mekayim Shalai Mitama Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham said it because it becomes the Seicher's Chometz because the Maskir was Mafkir. There's another way to learn why the Bar Rabbi Matzah is on the Seicher, even though the Chometz is not his Chometz. And that's what the Goyim. You know, the Goyim says in Tufnan Gimel, the Goyim's Medayak in Rashi, that Rashi holds that if you have chametz in your Yerushus and it's Yiddish chametz, you're over by Rabbi Matzah, even though it's not yours. I think Gemara says, you're allowed, there's no by Rabbi Matzah and chametz that doesn't belong to you. So the Goyim's Medayak in Rashi in several places says that means chametz of a Goy. So on Goyish chametz, you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. But on Yiddish chametz in your Yerushus, you're over by Rabbi Matzah. So Mela. So the Goyim doesn't say this part, but we could say that that's the Pshat on the Rashi as well. The Seicher is the one who's over by Rabbi Matzah because the Chometz is, because it's Yiddish Chometz in his Rishus. The Mask is not over, we could say, because it's not in his Rishus. It's Tak Yiddish Chometz, and it's even his Chometz, but it's not in his Rishus. He rented it out. I think Mar Sintav Vav about Chometz you were Makabal Achrayas on. If you rent it out, you rent it back to the Goy, so you're not over by Rabbi Matzah because it's not Matzah to you. Even though it's the Kanya, but the mice is not Motsi to you, stop, but it's not called the United Arab. So Rashi could hold the same thing as by, same thing over here. The Masker, maybe he owns the Chometz. True, he owns the Chometz. Not like the Magen Avraham. The Masker owns the Chometz. But it's not in the Masker's Rishus. It's in the Seicher's Rishus. It's Motsi to the Seicher. It's not his. Doesn't matter that it's not his. Yiddish Chometz, and you're a Shus, you're everybody, Rabbi Yamatz. So that's a second possible reading in Rashi. Not like the Mashal. It's not the Masker Zayver. It's the Seicher Zayver. Right, so far, so good. Of course, the question is, and this is the big question of Rashi, both according to the Mashal, whichever way we learn, whether it's the Masker Zayver, by Rabbi Matzah, or it's the Seichers over by Rabbi Matzah. The big kash in Rashi is, so what did Rashi gain by saying that no, here it was Bittul, so by Rabbi Matzah is out the window? But Rashi's even that base is that the whole din of Dikas Chametz is Shuli Avrol of Bal Yerubai Yematzeh. The takana of Dikas Shuli Avrol of Bal Yerubai Yematzeh. So Taisa says, what do you mean? You did Bittul. There's no Bal Yerubai Yematzeh anyway. So Rishayim answer, no, we don't rely on the Bittul. Shem Alev Atla B'Lev Shalom, according to the Ran, or Shem Yimolech Ala Bittul, according to the Mekhi Yosef, or Shem Yishkech Levatl, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel. Kach Hei Kach. For whatever reason it is, we don't rely on the Bittul. But the Dikas Shuli Avrol of Bal Yerubai Yematzeh. So what did Rashi gain? Rashi was bothered. What's the buy of the Gemara? Avaritz on the masker, because the masker is over Bal Yerubai Yematzeh, according to the Mashal. Or Avaritz on the Seicher, because the Seicher is over in Bal Yerubai Yematzeh, according to the Magen Avraham, what we're saying now in the Goyim. I'll leave it at that. So that's Rashi's question. So Rashi answers, well, no, there's no Bal Yerubai Yematzeh because he did Bittul. Okay, he did Bittul, but we don't rely on the Bittul. We do Bdikas Shel Yavrel over Bal Yerubai Yematzeh. So who should do the bdika? If the bdika shall yavro by Rabbi Yematzeh, so who should have the chiyuv bdika of out of the one who's in danger of being going by Rabbi Yematzeh, whether it's the masker according to the mashal or whether it's the secher according to the magen avraham? That's the pella gadol here in Rashi. So one possibility there are those who want to say in Rashi that maybe the one who's over by Rabbi Matzeh actually is not only the masker like the mashal, and not only the seicher like the Magen Avraham, but both the masker and the seicher can get the worst of both worlds. We can say the masker is over like the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Ben Peretz and the mashal because it's his chametz, and since it's his chametz, I don't care that it's not in his reshus. Or the way the Mashal says it, it's a little bit hard to understand that it sort of is in his Rishus because he's the maskir, so a little bit it is in his Rishus. But we know the Rishayim hold the maskir is over by Rabbi Matzah. It's his chametz. And we could also say, take the worst of the other world and say, but the Seich is also over by Rabbi Matzah, like the Goyim, because it's in his Rishus. It's Motzi to him, and Yiddish chametz, that's Motzi to him, he's over. So it's both the maskir is over by Rabbi Matzah, both the Seich. So they're both at risk. And the takana, Shel Yavrel of Bal Yerubai Yematzeh, is a takana for both of them. So mele, we could still clear the Gemara could have a bias. So Torah Chazal Mimutl. Chazal made a takana for both of their benefits. Who should we matel a bdika on? Who should we matel this takana on? We could be matel it on the both. But that's ridiculous. How many times can you be baidik the same house? So they're both going to be baidik the house. That's ridiculous. Only one of them has to be baidik. So we need to decide who should we matel this takana. It's good for them both. It's not like either one of them, is not a player. They're both players. They're both in danger of Bal Yerubai Yematzeh. So they both need this takana. So on whom are they matel takana? That would be an attractive malach like this Torah Chaim. And we'll say that, and that would be the Pshat Rashi. So then what would be any different if it was Bal Yerubai Yematzeh deraisa? Rashi is at pains to take the Bal Yerubai Yematzeh out of the deraisa. There's no Bal Yerubai Yematzeh deraisa because he did bittul. It's only a derabbanan. So hashtem ibayil and toyach zel mimutl. So who in Rashi that if not for the bittul, if we'd be talking about Bal Yerubai Yematzeh deraisa, there would be no mokum to have a bayah of al mimutl. There'd be no mokum to have a bayah who should be baidik. Why? If you're telling me that they're both over Bal Yerubai Yematzeh. So the same way that in the Takana the Rabbana we could ask, since they're both over by Rabbi Matzah, they both need the Takana, so who should actually be Baidik? So why can't you have the same Shaila in the Deraisa? Since they're both over by Rabbi Matzah Deraisa, who should do the Bdika? So what would you say to this question? The Mahalach Betz is very attractive in Rashi. And others say it this way, that the Rashi learns that they're both over, like the Teres Chaim. So therefore, they both share in the takana. The takana is l'toyv v'shneim. So hashtem yiboyel and toyach zel mimutl. But we need to figure. We need to fill in. So why would it be any different if it was Bal Yerubai Yematzeh deraisa? It's mevun Rashi that if it would be Bal Yerubai Yematzeh deraisa, if there wasn't any bittul over here, then there would be no makom for a baya. So why not have the same baya in a deraisa level?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Lemaisa, even if it's chal on both of them, only the maskir can be mevatel, because it says chametz. So if it was Araisa, then he would have mevatel.
That's a good question. That's what's that? Only the maskir. Let's say you're right. Let's say only the maskir can be mevatel. Yeah, but why would that matter? But in Molei HaBitul, we're talking about Bdikah. Rashi says, Lemaisa, we're talking about Bittul, because there was Bittul. Let's say the Maskir was Mevatel. So Lemaisa, we're talking about Bittul, we're down to the level of the Rabbana. But if there was no Bittul, so it would be a Bdika Deraisa. So on a Bdika Deraisa, there'd be no Malkum to argue. What do you mean? A Bdika Deraisa, they could both be Bidik. They maybe can't both be Mevatel, but either one could be Bidik. So in Molei HaBitul, we would be down on a Bdika Deraisa. So what? So Bdika Deraisa. But they can't, they don't both need to be Bidik. That's overkill. So Tarech Sahami Mutl. I think the Pshat is like this. If this would be a Deraisa, if Bali Rabbi Yamatsi would be a Deraisa, that would mean that they both have coming at them like a bullet in Isser Bali Rabbi Yamatsi. The only way to dodge the bullet is to be ready to house. So we don't need to be machriya who should have the Torah Chavdika. Chazal don't need to decide who has the Chavdika. They both are in danger of being over by Rabbi Motzi unless they're Baidik. So let them work it out for themselves. They should both, whoever gets there first, they should both be running to the house to be Baidik, not to be over by Rabbi Motzi. Whoever gets there first is Baidik the house. There's no need to us to decide on whom to be matalachi. We don't need to be matalachi on anyone. They have an issue by Yobay Motze. They want to get out of it. They have to. Somebody has to be baited. We need to decide for them. So, let's say you have, I don't know, two people put bread in an oven on Shabbos. So that means maybe the potter or Shnayim Shosu. But let's take Shnayim Shosu out of it. Let's say some seer that they both put bread in the oven in such a way that they're both going to be chayav. Maybe it's a very heavy loaf of bread. They both need to pick it up together. Some see they're both now in danger of Chil Shabbos. They can get out of it. They can take the bread out of the oven, like the very beginning of Shabbos. He told to be ready to the pass. If they'll take the pass out of the oven before it bakes, then they won't be over Chil Shabbos. If they leave the bread in the oven, they're both going to be Mechal Shabbos. So would we have a baya ami mutol who has the chiyuv to be ready to the pass? What do you mean who has the chiyuv to be ready to the pass? They're both going to be niskal if they don't take the bread out of the oven. So somebody better take the bread out of the oven. They should be. They should let them fight it out. Who should take the bread out of the oven? Kol dolim var. Whoever. But they both have to take the bread out of the oven. It's not necessary for us to decide. But now that's not the case. Now there was a bittul. That means Bali Rabbi Yamatzi is gone. Each one of them says Shalom Ali Nafshi. I'm not worried about Bali Rabbi Yamatzi. I'm not worried about Bali Rabbi Yamatzi. I did bittul. I have antibodies. I'm safe. Chazal have a chash. Shema lo yivata b'leiv sholem. Shema yishkach. Shema yimolech. The guy himself says, I'm not worried. I was mevata b'leiv sholem. And I will remember it very well to do bittul. And I'm not going to be nimlech on my bittul. And I'm fine. The other guy thinks he's fine too. Chazal have a chash. Chazal made, like Chazal very often have a chash. We're afraid. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe one case in a dozen, somebody's going to be nimlech al habitul. Chazal decided to make a takana, to make it more guaranteed that nobody was over Bali Rabbi Yamatzi or will ever be over Bali Rabbi Yamatzi. That's Chazal's problem. That's not, neither the two, neither the maskin nor the seicher are particularly bothered by it. Chazal made a takana. The takana is l'toivas, all the maskirim and all of the seicherim. The takana is l'toivas, all the people in the world, that they shouldn't be over Bali Rabbi Yamatzi. But nobody here feels that they're in danger of actually being over by Rabbi Matzah. So it's a takona. So a takona, we have to decide. Chazal have to decide on whom are they being matal takona. They could be matal on the maskir because it's a takona of his benefit. They could be matal on the seicher because it's a takona of his benefit. We have a choice. There's no point to be matal on both because if we're matal on both, they're both going to be boidnik and that's redundant. We don't need two dikas. So that's the Rashi. So has to be boil and tarik zal mi mutl. So that would be, I think, a total package. It's not mine. I thought of it also, but afterwards I heard Rav Asher said along these lines, and others say along these lines. That's it would be a very attractive shot in the Rashi. The M is to both over Bali Rabbi Matzah. That's why the Shayach, the whole Baya. Because if only one was over Bali Rabbi Matzah, the Takon would be for him. Because Rashi holds the whole takana is shaliyavra v'yorabayim otzei. And if the takana was for him, avada, he would be the one who had to be baited. But since the takana is for both, because they're both v'yorabayim otzei, the takana is for both. So if it wouldn't, if there would be no bittul, then it would be a deraiset issue. They would both be trying to dodge the bullet of v'yorabayim otzei. We wouldn't need to make a takana. They both need to be baited in order to get out of v'yorabayim otzei. So whoever gets there first. But now that there was bittul, somebody was mavatul. Let's say for argument's sake, the maske was mavatul. So now there's no v'yorabayim otzei. Midraisa. And even midrabbanan, there's no v'yorabayim otzei. There's a tzachshash. Chazal had a chshash. Shem yavarelo v'yorabayim otzei. Shem yavatul b'lev shalom. So for that chshash, they made a takana. The takana, they could be matl on the maske or the sefer. Terech zel mimutul. So that would be mahalach. The emes. Maybe it could bring a riot to this mahalach. From Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel learns that why was there a takana b'dika? After all, you're going to do bittul anyway. So what did Rabbeinu Yechiel say in Taisa Ben Peretz? Why did they make a takana b'dika? You're mevatel anyway. And it sounds like he's saying it on behalf of Rashi. So why did they make a takana b'dika? The Ran said Shem Elivatel B'lev Sholem. The Mukyesh says Shem Yimolech. And what did Rabbeinu Yechiel say?
I forget.
So the takana of Diko is because you might forget to be mevatel. So the fear of Rabbeinu Yechiel, so who should be baidik and whom should be matel chiyav Diko, and the one who needs to be mevatel, because he's the one who needs not to forget. If only one of them was over by Rabbi Motzei, so then the chiyuv dika would have to be on him. Because he's the one who needs the dika not to forget to do the bittul, and he shouldn't be over by Rabbi Motzei.
Rabbi, we're saying they would both be over by Rabbi Motzei, so they both have to do dika.
Right, I'm saying it's a raya l'chareb, and Yechiel is going to have to learn that they're both over by Rabbi Motzei. They both over by Rabbi Motzei, so they both need the bittul. So Mela, they both need to be mevatel. We're talking a minute, how could the seichel be mevatel? Because somebody was worried that before. But let's just leave that alone for a minute. L'chayr, just cheshbon it out the way. L'chayr, l'fira ben Yechiel, the whole dika is in order that you remember to be. You should remember to be mevatel. So who needs the bittul? The one who's over by Rabbi Motzei. So if in fact only one of them is over by Rabbi Motzei, so Vada, he's the one who has to be mevatel. So he's the one who has to be baidik. What good is it going to do for the other one to be baidik? But he's going to forget to do bittul. Akochach, they both need to do bittul. Since they both need to do bittul, so really, they both should have to be baidik in order to remember to do bittul. But you can't have them both be baidik, because that's impossible. So we have to decide which one, Tarech Zalmi Mutul, and the other one will do bittul without having the reminder. That's how you have to learn. So it's a raya that they both have to do, they both are Balei Rabbi Motzei, they both need the bittul. They both could use a reminder. We can't make a reminder for both of them because it's impossible, because we only have one dika at our disposal. We only have one big dika in our gift. So we can only give one of them the dika. So, has to be Boilin. Whom should we give the Terech Abdika? He'll have the reminder to be Mevatel, and the other one, tough luck, he'll have to remember to be Mevatel without the reminder.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Why can't we make them do bdika twice if the whole point of bdika is to do bittul?
Yeah, but I think we said it already, Rabbi Mechil, a few times, that bdika has to be an emes of bdika. Most we said before, we said it on tzada ha-chumra, but here it's a kula. So we know al bodak v'layashkoch. So the Gemara has this whole problem, al bodak v'layashkoch, you know the chametz went in with the mouse, and now you can't find it. So what's going to be? So what do you mean, what's going to be? You had enough reminder. You went, you were bdika, you remembered to do bittul. So who cares if the bittul really, who cares if the bdika was really effective? The answer is, it's not a bdika if it's not effective. The bdika has to be a bdika. Chazal made a takana to do bdika, but the bdika has to be a bdika. Now it has its own dinim, and it has to be a kosher bdika. And if it was al bodak l'yashkoch, maybe it's not a kosher bdika. And the other way around, too, if one person was already bdika the house, then what are we going to make a bdika for the other person? But it's a house that's already bodak, can't be bdika, bodak the house. So that's so tough luck. We can't help it. We can't make a takana for both of them. So we'll make a takana for one, and the other one will be stuck without the takana. It'll have to be brought the old-fashioned way. Sometimes we don't have a takana b'dika. We know cases are very hard to be b'dika. Kikah b'shmei kayra lo yaftichu rabbanan. and we had and somebody was it was Yotzila Derech Kledim Lamed Yoyim, so he doesn't have the Takana Bdika. In our case, we don't have the Takana Bdika. Then you just have to rely on the old fashioned Bittel. So that's what it'll be over here. One of them is going to have to rely on the old fashioned Bittel, but for one of them, we can give the Takana. But a Kaponim, it's a Raya, they both are everybody Roy Matsi, they both need the Bittel. If only one of them needed the Bittel, Avada, he would be the one that we would give the Bdika to.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So you should say, each should check half the house.
I think that's also not a bdika. Half the house is not a bdika.
Why not?
Because not a house has to be either it's bodduk or it's not bodduk. It's binary. So if the house is a bdika is to make a house that's not bodduk and the house is bodduk. If you bodduk half the house, it's not bodduk. That's how they made the takana. They didn't make the takana. They made the takana, you have to be bodduk your house. And then beyond that, fine. They're not mechuyev to... That's how it is. Not the end of the world.
Why is it a? Why can't the Rabbeinu Yechiel say that? Meaning, why are we saying that that's a reason that Rashi would want to learn that there's no Bayer al Bayer Matzi here?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying that you see in Rabbeinu Yechiel, Rabbeinu Yechiel is going to have to learn that they're both over Bayer al Bayer Matzi. So it's not.
Can you just learn like Rashi?
Rashi also what?
Or couldn't you just learn that they both did Bdika and now we just want to figure out who has to do they both did Bittul, sorry, and now we just need to figure out who's going to do the Bdika of Chazal?
Even so, even if it happens to be that they both did Bittul, but the Takana of Bdika was the Shaloyishkach Levatel. If the Takana is Shaloyishkach Levatel, Levatel in a case like this where only one of them has to be Mevatel, if the thing would be that only one of them has to be Mevatel, and there's no question that the Takana Bdika, whose whole purpose is that you shouldn't forget to do Bittul, they will be matal that Takana on the person who needs to do Bittul. So from the very fact that Mora entertains that you could be matal the Takana of Bdika on either one of them, it must be that they're both candidates for Bdika. How are they both candidates for Bdika? Because they both are Bar Rabbi Matzah and they both need to do Bittul. I think that's something Mukhukh Rabbeinu Yechiel. I don't see a way out of that part of the Chesed, I think that's solid. I don't see a way out of that. So then it just makes it easier for us to say the same thing that Rashi, that the Taka both over Bayer al Bayer Matzah. There's an issue here, though. This raises an issue, which is, if you're telling me, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, you have to say that they both need to be Mevatel, because that's part of the Cheshbon. They both need to be Mevatel. If we knew, if only one of them was Mevatel, then he would be the one who had to be Beidek. It must be they both need to be Mevatel. So there's a very big chiddush there, because how can the Seichah be Mevatel of Chametz that doesn't belong to him?
The Sefer HaMichtam suggests an answer.
Yes.
That he was Kone Agav Beise. Once he acquires the house, and he also acquires the Chametz Shabbat.
To be Mevatel.
Yeah.
But you don't have to come on to that. According to Rashi, it's Medina Shabbat, so it's not a Hefker B'chla.
Let's see. So this Sefer Michtam I want to see. I want to see the Sefer Michtam. Okay, I don't know. If you have a way to, well, I don't know how to do it. I don't think it's in the Kovetz, Sefer Michtam.
It's in the Kovetz. It's right at the beginning. It's right after the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. That's the fourth in the Sefer.
I have it.
It's on page Bays. The last line in Dibur Maskil Im Mishamaser Lo Maftach.
The Kanya Agav Beise. Wow. Yeshayim el Seichel Levatel. The Kanya Agav Beise. Well, the Gemara says, "Chamiyu didei on the masker."
Rabbi.
One second. He's going on the side that the Seifa looked like. Could be like this. Yeah, the Seifa, I think the Seifa Michta, maybe what he's saying is, the Chorit's very sure of the Seifa, the same way the Magen Avraham is. How can you tell me that the Seicher is kind of the Chomets Agav Besei? The Gemara says that the Chomets belongs to the Masker. I think the answer is the Sefer Michtum is going. He's going to the Gemara about Mesiris Mafteach. He's going on the case where the Seicher has to be Baidik. We gave him the Mafteach ready to be the Gimel, so the Seicher has to be Baidik. So he's discussing, okay, the Seicher is Baidik, but the Masker still has to be Mavatl. So one opinion is, yeah, that's how it happens. You divide it. The Seicher is Baidik, the Masker is Mavatl. And Yesh Eimrim, that the Seicher is Mavatl because he's kind of Agav Beisei. I think it means if the Seicher has the Chiyub Dika, because he got the Mesiris Mafteach, then in a case like that, the Maskir will be Machdim the Chomes to be Mevatel as well. Those all things being equal, Mechates to the Maskir was gave him the Chomes. If Allah Maskir lived like the Maskir will do everything with the Bittel and not give it over to the Seicher. And the Tzad that the Seicher is Baidik, let's say Mishamos, you gave him the Mafteach early, so the Seicher is Baidik. If the Seicher is Baidik already, then the Maskir gives him the Chomes to be Mevatel too. Because it goes together, the Bittel and the Bdika and the Bittel. That's only on the tzad that we've decided to give it to the seicher. But you're right that would work for Rabbeinu Yechiel. To say the bdika is to remember to be mevatel. But if we're going to be mat, if we'll be matel the bdika and the seicher, then it'll come with the bittel too because the maskir will give him the chametz to be mevatel. That would maybe be in Rabbeinu Yechiel. I hear that would work. It's a metzia this sefer amichtel. That would work for Rabbeinu Yechiel. I had a different lachshava. I really wanted to leave it to later in the chesem, but I'll already tell you now. You know, I want to leave it for later. So where are we holding so far? So we have like this. We have in this Rashi, we have a difficulty in Rashi. Rashi says somebody's over by Rabbi Motzei. The Magen Avraham says the Seicher. The Mashal says the Maskir. So the question is, whoever it is, whether it's the Maskir or the Seicher, he should be the one to be Baidik. What do you mean, Tarech Zal Mimotl? If he's the one who has by Rabbi Motzei, and the old Takon of Dika, Shal Yavro by Rabbi Motzei. So the one who's over by Rabbi Motzei is the one who want to be Baidik. So one mahalach is the mahalach so far that we're within. We're going to see other mahalachim, but right now the mahalach that we're exploring is to say that they're both over by Rabbi Motzei. So therefore, they both need to be. They're both over by Rabbi Motzei. So the takana b'dik is for both of them. So mele, they can't both be b'dik l'maisa. There's only one house. So mele has to be b'dik l'terech zel mimutl. That's the basic mahalach that we're trying to flesh out. We put a ride from Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel says the whole takana b'dik is you shouldn't forget to be mevatel. That must be that they both need to be mevatel. If they didn't both need to be mevatel, there'd be no shaila. The whole because you should remember to be mevatel. Avada, they'll both be mevatel. So it must be they're both over. They both need to be mevatel. So it's a riot. So the chorus are riot to this malach. Then we had a question, but how the maisa do they do the bittel? How does the Seicher do the Bittel? It's not his Chomes. How is he the Maisim of Atl if the Chomes doesn't belong to him? The Gemara says the Moshe later on that after this Chomes comes also, but no, you can't be Mavatl anymore because it's not in your Rishus. It has to be in your Rishus to be Mavatl. So here, it's not even his. Never mind, not in his Rishus. It doesn't even belong to him. So how could he do any kind of Maisim Bailam on it? How could he do a Bittel? So that was a problem. So we say, so who showed me the Rabbi? Who showed me the Michtam? Want to give credit where credit is due.
I did.
Who's Zaki?
Dovi.
Dovi. Oh, Dovi. Okay. I should put everything on speaker view. But then I can't see the rest of you. I'm leaving it the way it is. So anyway, there should be some way that could flag me who's talking. Anyway, we have a michtam. The michtam says that he also assumes the bittel has to be done by the one who owns the chametz, but he has this notion that whoever we give the bdika to, he gets the chametz too. It comes along. Whoever we're matel bdika on, it comes with the chametz comes along with. So maybe he's the one who does the bittel. Maybe the michtam we talk, they don't have to say they're both over by Rabbi Matzah. Could be only one of them is over by Rabbi Matzah. and pashtus, it's the masker. No, it was no, that's a, Never mind that. So we'll say that they're both everybody Rabbi Motze. So therefore, they both need bittul. So we're matul bdika on both. We can be matul bdika on either one. And if we'll be matul bdika on the secher, then he'll get the bittul too, because the maski will give him the chametz, and he'll get the bittul too. And mimele, he'll do the bdika, and he'll remember to be mavatul. Somebody needs to be mavatul, and we need him to remember. So somebody has to be bdik. And who is that somebody? We don't know. Might be the maskir, might be the seicher. They both are bari rabbi motzei. So we have a choice. Taran sami mutzles to buy of the gemara. So that's a possibility. How to learn Rashi,
Rabbi?
Abel, yeah.
Even within Rabbi Yechiel, it would still according to the mechna would be shver, seemingly because, meaning if the whole reason for the bidika is I wanted to do bittul, and meaning before he's not chayav on the bittul unless the maskir gives him the chametz, which he's only going to get the chametz unless he has to do bedika. So why wouldn't I just say, stem, the maskir has to do bedika always? You should never give him, because why would he ever do bedika? It's not his.
It's circular. It's sort of like we're putting the cause, if the whole reason for bedika is for the sake of the bittul, so the question we should ask first is who could be mevatel. And then we'll decide based on that who should do the bedika. Instead, according to Michtin, we're starting backwards. We're starting with the bdika, and then we're saying, well, we're going to give him the bittul, and how does that work? We'll be machnit him, so the mask will be machnit him, so he could do the bdika and the bittul. I hear. It's hara. If you're Rabbeinu Yechiel, the whole bdika, it's like we're putting the cart before the horse. The whole bdika is a chetimsa to remember the bittul. Avada, the one who has to be baidik then, should be the one who our expectation will be that he should need to do bittul, and that's the maskir, not the seicher. Yeah, I hear. We'll see in a minute. Maybe there's a mokum to say the seicher could also do bittul. They both have to do bittul. And in fact, the seicher and the maskir both have to do bittul. But I want to get to it in my own way. But Zaki was alluding to that before. That maybe it's not so posh. Maybe there's a mokum to say the seicher could do bittul. Now, the emes, I mean, we could say right away, that maybe the seicher could do bittul, because after all, Rashi Shita, we know, is that bittul is not mitam hefker. If bittul is mitam hefker, like Tosis and Avdalah, so, there's nothing to talk about. Bittul is mitam hefker, why do you have to be a bialim to be mafker? But Rashi Shita is that bittul is tashbisu, hashbosa b'leif. So maybe you could say that for bittul, hashbosa b'leif, you don't have to be a bialim at all. The problem is the Gemara says beferis that once it's also b'no, you can't do bittul because not in your rishus. So from that Gemara, it seems that you do need to be some kind of bialamanit in order to do bittul. The Moshe, we talked a little bit in the past about how does bittul work according to Rashi. Rashi tells me the source. It says in Torah Tashbisu, but Rashi doesn't tell me how it works. It's clear in Rashi that it's not hefker. If it was hefker, I wouldn't need the source from Tashbisu. Hefker is hefker. But so it's an exeris hakosuf Tashbisu bittul hashbosu b'leit. But what's the mechanism? So one possibility talked about is that it's like I'm making it like tevenu bitle, like the Maran Sukkah about tevenu bitle. I have something that's edible, and I decided by me it's not edible, so it becomes like afid. It becomes like afid ara. Or there's an ukiyosif that it's like tochban el betit. You have a kupa seor, some black made out of sourdough, out of seor, and you cover it over, you paint it over to make it into an ottoman to sit on. So it's no longer considered to be chametz because I. What do you mean? It's edible if you broke it open inside. It's seor, but I don't want it to be seor. I want it to be a chair. So since I showed it, by me it's a chair, so it becomes a chair. If it's a chair, it's not chametz. So al derech zeh, by me it's afer the ara. So if by me it's afer the ara, so it becomes afer the ara b'emes. That also occurs in ma'aseh bialim. If you're a bialim, you could do a thing like that. If you're not a bialim, you don't have a kayach to do such a thing. Yeah, so adayin, it's not so clear how, if it could be possible for the seicher to be mevatel. Sorry, a different point, yeah?
According to Rashi, even if the bedika d'oraisa is for bayra bay matze, once one does bittul and we're now up to the bedika stage, even if it was clear who should do a mishum bayra bay matze on a d'oraisa level, if bedika is d'rabbanan is not because of bayra bay matze, like the Ran assumes and like many other rishonim assume, then it still might not be clear who should d'rabbanan put this bedika on.
100%. If you learn like Tosis l'moshle, shemu yavu l'achlay, the Tosis l'moshle and Tosis l'benet peres, that's how they speak at the Gemara. They learn pshat in the Gemara is that really should be on the seicher shemi yavu l'achle. Because we're not interested in Bayroi Matsi, Bayroi Matsi did bitl. We're interested in Bdika. Bdika Shemi Yavala Achle. Shemi Yavala Achle primarily is on the Secher. But the Gemara is a Suffolk, even though really by logic that should be on the Secher. But maybe for a particular reason it should be on the Maskir. And what's the particular reason it should be on the Maskir? So that they talk through Tysus. It's really Tysus. Maybe it should be in the Maskir because he's the one who's able to do bitl. Or maybe it should be in the Maskir because we're talking about a case where it was Yudalid. So Belel, Belel Habdika, there was no Secher there yet. So maybe the Maskir became a Chuyiv. No, it's the way Tysus learns the Gemara. It's a much different Gemara. It's a Gemara that, where the natural candidate is the Secher, Shaliyav Al-Achle. But the Gemara's buy is that maybe still it should be the Maskir because it's Yudalid. That's not Rashi. Rashi learns the Gemara. Without, there's nothing in the beginning of Rashi. There's nothing about it being the Yudalid. The bias is just a chametz v'vayis shaloi, or on the other end, bisur. And Rashi doesn't have any of this. This there's no remez in Rashi that the bias is because it's taking place on Yudalid. And there's later on in the Gemara's pshitus we have that. But in the Gemara's initial bia, the bias is just amimutul. Torah zelmi amimutul. This Rashi itself is clear. The bias is not. It really should be on the Secher, but the Maskir was there below Yudalid. That's not the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns Torah Zalmi Mutl. There's two candidates, and we want to know, and whom were they Matal Torah? They're both natural. They're both candidates. I forgot how we began the sentence. Where was how to start? Akapana, yeah, if you learn like Tysus, then it's much simpler. But if you learn like Rashi, the whole problem is we're learning like Rashi. Rashi learns that the whole thing is Shaliyavar Yobe Matze. So what's the Shaila? So Rashi took Bar Yobe Matze out of the picture. No, you took it out of the picture, but it's still in the picture. So that's what we're suggesting. We're still right now we're still in this mahalak. We're just, you know, seeing the counters. But we're in the mahalak that they're both labor by Rabbi Matzah. So that's why there could be a bayah toyach zalmi mutl, because they're both labor by Rabbi Matzah. And then we're dealing with, okay, but what about the bittul? Who does the bittul? So we have this michtam, maybe whoever we decide should do bdika will do the bittul. Because he'll get the chametz attached. Yeah, not so clear, if there's any other way to say it. I have a problem, though, and maybe we'll stop with this. I have a problem in this whole mahalach. At least I'll leave with the Rashi. This whole mahalach that they're both labored by Rabbi Matze. And again, to stress, the attractiveness of this mahalach is that it solves a big problem in Rashi. But what do you mean, Torah Zalmi Mutl? The Torah is Mutl, and the one who's labored by Rabbi Matze, because that Takana was for him. So that's why it's so attractive to say they're both labored by Rabbi Matze. But I have a big problem. The Gemara says in Davov, that a mefarish vayetzi b'shiyara, somebody leaves his house 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have to do bdika. Doesn't have to do bdika. Rashi learns last line in Rashi, the reason why Kaidim Lamed Yom you don't have to do Bedika is because Lechola Chayvis Bir Olav, there's no Chiyav Tashbisu before Lamed Yom. Vechimati Shaita, and then what happens when Pesach comes around? What happened to Bar Yom Yimotzei? Pesach is going to come around, or are you going to be over Bar Yom Yimotzei? So by the way, some Yisraelim learn, no, because he did Bittel, so that's why you don't have Bar. It's only a Takon Adrabonon, you went away 30 days before, you don't have that Takon. But Rashi was bothered. Rashi learning apparently that we're not talking about it, that maybe he didn't do bittul. Or Akapana, that's not the issue. That's not enough. Rashi learns v'chimati shaito, when Pesach comes around and you went off to the Bermudas 30 days before. Lo yimachayev, you don't have a chiyev. You're not chayev by Rabbi Matzei. The nafla olav mapilus, because it's like nafla olav mapilus. And what's the nice with nafla olav mapilus? That's MM also machlekes yishayim. The Mishnah says in the Lamed Aleph in the base that chometz shenafla olav mapilus. So you don't have to uncover it. You can leave it under the mapilus. Harei ukimavur. It's like it's mavur. The Gemara says though that tzarich shevatel b'libo, you still have to do bittul. So there also, Bar Yishayim learn you have to do bittul because otherwise you're going to be everybody Rabbi Yimotzei. Now that you did bittul. So midrabbanon, there's a chiyav tikkun, shliyav la'ochloi, whatever. So since under a mapilus, they weren't matriachim. Rashi learns, no. The reason why you have to do bittul is shema yipokach hagal. Because maybe on Pesach, they'll uncover the rubble. They'll clear away the rubble, and the chometz is going to be there. But close mind, it's covered up by the rubble. It's clear in Rashi, you don't even need bittul. If there wasn't for chashash of shema yipokach hagal, you would not need bittul. Why do you need bittul? I have chametz under the mapilus. I know that I have chametz under the mapilus. So there's another Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara over there brings this Mishnah. And Rashi over there says that kozman, it's under the mapilus, not over on it, because you don't see it. And Shita's Rashi is that if you don't see the chametz, it's not over by Yerah. Rashi says that it also in Davod by us, by the same sugya about the guys going away, Rashi says that if you're planning to come back on Pesach, then you do have to be Beidik before you leave, because you're going to come back on Pesach and it's too late to be Mevatel. When you'll see it, you'll be over by Yerah. So it's not an important idea that Rashi holds that to be over by Yerah, you have to see the chametz. A lot of Rishonim hold not the way. A lot of Rishonim hold the over by Yerah, even if the chametz is hidden away. The Ran holds that even if the chametz is hidden away, Tomun, the over by Yerah, either turns to the Lashon Re'iyah. But now we have Xerish, we have a Hekesh, Bal Yerah to Bal Yimotze, Yerah even a Bal Yatmin. So the Hekesh and Begala that Loi Bal Yerah is Lav Dafka. You don't have to see it at all. It could be Tomun in Yerah by Yerah. There's a Rosh, I think it's him involved, if I'm not mistaken. The Ross says, by Purim, the Ross says, no, if it's Tomun, you're not over by Yerah. You're over by Yimotze. You're not over by Yerah. But the Ross says, it's to be over by Yerah. It's enough that it's out in the open where somebody can see it. You don't have to see it yourself. And Rashi holds even more. Just, if you're away from home and the Chumash is out in the open, you're not over by Yerah. When you come back and you see it, that's when you're over by Yerah. So when it's under a Mapailus Rashi, also there's no Bal Yerah. Or if you're away from home, there's no Bal Yerah because you can't see it. All right, 1 second. Okay, I'm not even Bal Yerah, but what happened to Bal Yimotze? Everybody agrees that Bal Yimotze, you're even on Talmud. The Gemara says, L'yor l'cha yochel yatmin, v'yikabu p'gleinus min anocha. Maybe if you bury it, you're okay. The Gemara says, Talmud leim l'yor yimotze. So how have you learned that? The Ran learns the Gemara, now there's a Hekesh, and you're over by Yerah and by Yimotze, and Tomun. Rashi and the Rosh apparently don't learn that way. They learn that, no, by Yerah is still, you're over by Yimotze and Tomun. By Yerah, you're not over. Unless you see it, or according to Rosh, unless it's visible, according to Rashi, unless you actually see it. But by Yimotze, Haklamay, by Yimotze, you're over and Tomun. So when it's under a Mapos, why are you over by Yimotze? You know, Rashi explained why you're not over by Yerah, because I can't see it. But what happened to by Yimotze? And the same thing with the guy who went away from home. Rashi learns he went away from home. The bitl is just because he might come back. But if it wasn't for the fact that he might come back, he's fine. It's kenoflo of mapilus. What do you mean kenoflo? I understand. You're not going to see the chametz and Pesach. There's no Bal Yerah, according to Rashi. I don't care that it's out in the open. I don't see it. Hear no evil, see no evil. I don't see it. I'm good. But what happened to Bal Yimotze? Bal Yimotze is even a tomon. You have to say that Rashi holds that if I'm not home, it's not motzi. Motzi means that it's available to me. And if I'm away from home, then it's not motzi either. If it's under a mapilus, then it's not motzi. So Rashi, Bekitzer, Rashi is that chametz enough. First of all, that chametz enough for the mapilus. There's no issa derais at all. The only reason why you have to do bittul shemi yipoka chagal, that's Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph. There's no bayiru, there's no bayimotzi, because Rashi holds bayiru, you have to see the chametz, and bayimotzi it has to at least be motzi to you. And Rashi furthermore holds and Davov that if you go away from home, then it's like nofel of mapilus. And the only reason why you have to do bittul is because because maybe you'll come back. But otherwise, itaka nada. If that's the case, then lechayr it's a double push of the coin to Rashi. And again, other Rishonim don't agree. Other Rishonim hold that if you go away from home, you're still over by Yerah by Yimotze. The chametz is out in the open, and it's motzi, and you're away from home. So you have to be mevatel. The only thing is, you can rely on the bittul, because kedem lam l'yom, you don't have to worry about it. And then when it comes to echlam, so you're far away, so we're not matriach you, and you'll do bittul. But Rashi learns that if you're away from home, you're not even not by Yerah by Yimotze, it's kechomis nof alo mapailas. So the chayr tzadov apostle to coin to Rashi. If I go away from home, my home, I didn't rent it out, but I'm not there, so I don't see it. And it's not motzi to me, it's not available to me, not at my disposal, I'm not over by Yerah by Yimotze, according to Rashi. So isn't it the Dovah Poshut that the maskir, according to Rashi, is not over by Yerah by Yimotze? He's not home, he doesn't see it, it's not accessible to him because he rented the house out, so he's not, he's trespassing if he goes in. So it's the Dovah Poshut, it's like Chomish and Ophel of Mapilus. It's no worse than if he went away from home. If he goes to Florida, he's not over by Yerah by Yimotze. So if he rents the house out about it, it's not over by Yerah by Yimotze. So the Chayr is a double posture to coin to Rashi that the only one who's over by Yerah by Yimotze is the Seichel. I think that's a very strong strong hachra. And according to Rashi, the one who's over by Yerah by Yimotze La'olam is the Seichel, and not the Maskir. Like the Magen Avraham. I don't know if I need the Magen Avraham's hat, the Magen Avraham's hasbara, because the Maskir is makdim in the Chomet. So we don't need the Magen Avraham's hasbara, we go with the Goyim's hasbara. We could go with the we could go with the Gaon's Hasbar because it's Yiddish Chometz. But Al Kapanim, and it's clear in Rashi, it's not the Maskir. That's the one thing I want to say. I think from this Rashi, we could say with confidence, I mean, as much confidence as we can have in something that's against the Mashal. I don't know, the Mashal didn't think this way. So any of that. But L'chaira, it's Mukach and Rashi, that the Maskir is out of the picture. The Maskir for sure is not everybody, Rabbi Matzi. And since it's clear in Rashi that somebody is everybody, Rabbi Matzi, it must be the Seicher. There's nobody else left. It must be the Seicher. I, that is Chametz. We'll say, like the Gaon, it's Yiddish Chametz, and it's his initial. The Seicher is the one who's everybody, Rabbi Matzi. But if that's the case, then Hadra, both two questions, L'duchtayu. We're back to square one. First of all, if it's the Seicher who's everybody, Rabbi Matzi, and not the Maskir, so then what's the whole bayah? Isn't it Poshut? If since the whole takon is b'dika shel yavrel b'bal yorod b'yimotzei, so the chiyuv b'dika should be only on the seicher. And number two, since it's only the seicher over b'bal yorod b'yimotzei, so when Rashi says that there was bittel over here, and therefore it's only a derabonon, so who is the mevatel? Wasn't the masker? The masker doesn't need bittel. There's no hanging on the masker was mevatel. Why should the masker be mevatel? It's not his problem. B'chal. The one who did bittel has to be the seicher. But how could the seicher do bittel? It's not his chometz. It's not his. The Gemara says he can't do bittel on chometz. It's not on Yerushos. You can't do bittel in a chametz that doesn't belong to you at all. If it's a ma'aseh, but the chayav pshat in the words, why can I do bittel in a chametz that's not in my rishus? Because bittel is a ma'aseh bailam, and you can't do a ma'aseh bailam in something that's not in your rishus. Like the Gemara says, you can't sell something that's not in your rishus, even if you own it. Like something was stolen from me. So ashtayim and yuchayim lahagdisha zelafisha eni shloiv zelafisha eni rishusay. So that's the pasuk pshat in the Gemara about after shoshishis, you can't be mevatel because it's not in your rishus because bittel is a ma'aseh bailam. Well, if I can't do bittel in something that's not in my rishus. After it was chalin at the Yisra Hanok, for example. So alachas kama v'chama that I can't do a ma'isa b'aylam and something that doesn't belong to me altogether. The chametz doesn't belong to him altogether, so how could he do bittel? So we have that problem too. Unless we'll say with the michtam that. Maybe with the michtam, the mask is maknitim. In order that he should be able to do bittel. If the michtam is a little bit better, the mask is also interested. He's a party concerned. He doesn't want to be over by Rabba by Ma'imatsa either. So he gives it over to the seicher to do with the b'dikah. But in Rashi, the way it's coming out, the mask doesn't even care because the mask is not everybody all by Motzei. So why should the mask be makdim the chametz? Because he's a good Jew. Doesn't want the seicher to be other. Efshar. Akaponim, these are the two problems in Rashi. Chayetz mukhuk in Rashi, that the chiyuv is on the seicher, not on the mask. And then, in the shinus Rashi, it's much more glatt than the Rashi because Rashi doesn't say they're both everybody all by Motzei. The simple reading of Rashi, as we said at the very beginning when we brought the Magen Avraham, the simple the klang of Rashi, the ring of the Rashi, is that it's the seicher over by Rabbi Matzah. It's not like mezuzah, it's ala seicher, because it's chayv sador. But over here, we're not talking about Rabbi Matzah. A lot of the simple reading of Rashi is that it's the seicher over by Rabbi Matzah, and now we have a big siyut to that. We're nailing that down. That it's taka Rashi means the seicher is over by Rabbi Matzah. And that's how the Rashi reads. The Rashi reads, mezuzah is on the chayv sador. But over here, there's no Bali Rabbi Matzi, so it's not on the Seicher. We can't say for sure it's on the Seicher. It's because it was bitter. But the question is, okay, so there's no Bali Rabbi Matzi Midraisa, but Midrabon and we're Cheshish. We don't rely on bitter. You need Biko. Shilo Yavel Bali Rabbi Matzi. It's Takhano Tevis the Seicher. So the Seicher should have to be the one to be Mavatl. The one to be Baitig, rather. And number two, how's the Seicher Mavatl? It's Rashi says it's only Drabon because he was Mavatl. The he now becomes the Seicher. How could the seicher be mevatel? Bittel is a ma'isa b'aylam. You can't do bittel on something that's not in your rishus. L'chayr koshken, that you can't do bittel on something that's not yours altogether. So how could the seicher do the bittel b'cha? So those are the two problems that are outstanding in Rashi. Yeah, we'll see what we could do. It's kedai to take a look before tomorrow. Take a closer look at the Gemara in the bottom of Avam and Aleph about the guy who went away. And why Teich Lama? Does he have to do b'dika? If it's not everybody, maybe that's a good point of departure. Toich Lamed, the guy is going away on a trip. Toich Lamed, he does have to do b'dika. Why does he have to do b'dika Toich Lamed? If he's not going to be able to bar Rabbi Matzi anyway, like Chomets Nofel of Mapilis, so what's the difference Toich Lamed or Lach Lamed? So Rashi over there addresses it. Maybe it's relevant to us. Okay, we'll stop here. Kol Tov, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks so much, Rabbi.